Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. I was just wondering, what would you do if someone asked you to give them the answers for your homework? That's right, they didn't finish their homework and they want your answers. The title of today's lesson is Cheating or Sharing? Cheating is a huge problem in schools today, and maybe part of the problem is that people just don't think it's serious. I know there are even several teachers and principals who think it's not a big deal if their students cheat. What about you? Do you think that giving someone the answer to a test question is just sharing an answer, or is it cheating? Here's a question for you to think about as we join Kyle and Alan for this conversation. All right, here's the question. What does Kyle take pride in? What does Kyle take pride in? Okay, keep your eyes open for the answer to this question in our lesson today. Let's begin.
Cheating or sharing?
You know, the last question took me a whole hour to solve.
Don't be so stingy. Aren't we friends?
What does friendship have to do with this?
Friends help each other. And right now, I need your help.
Well, a true friend wouldn't take advantage of me.
I'm not taking advantage of you. I've helped you before.
I've never asked you to help me cheat.
Don't make this such a big deal. It's only copying a few answers.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 stingy 这个形容词。Stingy 是指小气的或吝啬的。例如 ,Claire is not a stingy person. She's always willing to share what she has. Claire 不是一个小气的人，她总是愿意跟别人分享她所拥有的。或者是 ,Don't be so stingy with your money. You're already very rich. 不要对钱那么斤斤计较，你已经很富有了。Stingy 是一个负面的形容词，如果要正面的叙述一个人很节省的话，是用 frugal 这个形容词 ,F-R-U-G-A-L。例如 ,Helen is a frugal person. She never overspends. Helen 是一个非常节俭的人，她从来不会随便花钱。继续我们看的是 friendship, 这个不可数名词。我们看到这个字里面有 friend, 朋友这个名词加上 SHIP, 代表关系的这个字首 ,friendship, 就是指友谊、友情或者是友好的关系。例如 ,my friendship with my best friend Mimi is unbreakable. 我和我最好的朋友 Mimi 之间的友情坚不可摧。或者是 ,after the summit, the two nations formed a stronger friendship. 高峰会谈之后这两个国家的关系变得更为坚固。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, let's continue this conversation where Kyle says,You know, the last question took me a whole hour to solve. Okay, so he's trying to tell his friend Alan that it wasn't that easy to solve those few chemistry problems.
Don't be so stingy. Aren't we friends?
Oh, hold on a second.
Yeah?
Yeah. But you know what?
What?
Stingy is a great word.
Ooh.
And usually this word, from your word bank...is a word that makes me think of money. But we're not talking about money in today's lesson.
No, actually, I don't see any mention of money.
Yeah.
Because typically, you're right, when I think of someone being stingy, I think that they're unwilling to spend money. But in this case, I think Alan is referring to Kyle as being someone who doesn't want to share.Something that Alan thinks he should share.
Okay, so you could be stingy with your money. You could be stingy with your time, not wanting to spend a lot of time with some people.
Mm-hmm.
Or in this case, you're stingy with the answers to your homework. Okay, anyway, we continue here. Kyle says, what does friendship have to do with it? All right, so Alan thinks that because they're friends, therefore, Kyle should share his answers with him. Is that a true friendship, Rebecca?
Actually, Gabe, I really don't think it's a true friendship. I think true friends are those who are willing to do the right thing, and they're willing to put their foot down and make sure that their friends are also doing the right thing.
And I think that there are some things in this conversation that point to a good friendship. We continue here. Alan says, friends help each other, and right now I need your help. Okay, so friends do help each other. He has a point, right?
Well, yes. Obviously, friends are going to help each other out. And in this case, Alan does need friends. But Kyle responds by saying, well, a true friend wouldn't take advantage of me. So it seems like Kyle thinks that Alan is taking advantage of him by trying to use his answers.
Exactly. In Chinese, you might say, 他在利用他. So maybe he feels like Alan is taking advantage of him, and a true friend would not take advantage of you. So this is a lesson about cheating and sharing, but it's kind of also a lesson about true friendship.
Exactly. Well, Alan says, I'm not taking advantage of you. I've helped you before. So I guess in Alan's eyes, he thinks that since he has helped his friend Kyle before, then his friend should be able to help him out. However, one thing that our lesson doesn't share with us exactly how Alan had helped Kyle in the past.
Well, exactly. And we see here one way that Alan did not help Kyle is that Alan didn't help Kyle cheat. Because Kyle says, I have never asked you to help me cheat. Now, we've been talking about cheating and sharing, and usually when we think of cheating, you might think of something like this, where people are taking a test, and one person is taking the test, and somebody else is looking at their answers, kind of like Rebecca shared in her story yesterday, right?
That's right. When I cheated on my German test, I was just sitting in my chair, and I just peeked over like this. I mean, it wasn't obvious, and the teacher had no idea that I saw my classmate's answer. Nonetheless, it was wrong, and friends, please don't cheat.
Right, so that's one way. That's what we usually think of when we think of cheating, but obviously, as our lesson implies, if you're just sharing your answers with somebody else outside of the classroom, that could also be considered cheating. Okay, So Kyle says, I've never asked you to help me cheat, but what does Alan say?
And Alan responds by saying, don't make such a big deal. It's only copying a few answers, and he just used that word copying, so he is taking his answers. But I really like this phrase, to make something a big deal. What does that mean? Well, it just means that maybe you take something that's really small in your eyes, and then you blow it up and make it seem like it's a much bigger deal than it really is, bigger problem.
Yeah, so for Alan, he thinks that maybe him taking Kyle's answers is just Kyle sharing the answers with him. He calls it sharing, but Kyle calls it cheating, and so to Alan, Kyle is making it a big deal. Do you ever feel that way? Or do you ever make something a big deal? Do you ever do that, Rebecca?
Well, here, I've got an example right here. I only spilt a little bit of milk, so please don't make such a big deal or the fact I spilled just a little milk.
Good example. Or if I lend someone my scooter and then someone crashes my scooter, should I make that a really big deal? I guess I should be a little bit upset about it. How big of a deal should I make that? Okay, well, friends, we do have more to learn, but right now it's time for the SC Challenge. It's time again for the SC Challenge. Okay, let's see who's playing with us today. We have
Jason
and
I'm Albert.
Are you guys excited to be back?
Always. I'm ready.
You're ready. So am I. Yes, so Jason has a little snack to eat while we play. The words from today's lesson are stingy, friendship, uncomfortable, and the more information words, buy me off. All right, let's begin. The first sentence. Raise your hand when you know the correct answer. Number one, Maggie is so blank. She has plenty of money, but she refuses to pay her babysitter. Yes, Albert.
It's stingy.
Let's see. You didn't say stinky, did you?
No, stingy.
Okay. Stingy. Very good. Okay, Maggie is so stingy. Yes, that is the correct answer. Okay, yes, it will be your turn the next time if you raise your hand. Are you stingy, Albert?
No, I like share.
Okay, he likes sharing. He's a very generous person. Are you a generous person, Jason?
I think so. You want a bite?
Maybe later. Okay, thank you. I believe you. All right, the next one. Sally decided that it would be best to stay home. She felt blank traveling with so many people. So she... Yes, Jason?
This one.
This one? The third one. That's
the third one.
The third one is a big word, huh?
Yeah, it's hard to pronounce.
Are you uncomfortable talking about that word?
Yes, I'm uncomfortable to say the word uncomfortable.
You said the word, and you get 1 point. Very nice job. Okay. Okay. So 1-1. Here we go. Last one. Who's going to win? Okay. Okay, here we go. Kelly and her husband, Sam, have a very special blank. They have a very special blank. Is it buy me off or friendship? Yes, Jason?
Buy me off. No, friendship. Friendship.
Hold on a second. They have a very special friendship. Yes, you are correct. Jason is the winner for today. Nice job, Albert. All right, guys, thank you so much. We'll see you all next time for the SC Challenge. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. I was just thinking about friendship. Are you a good friend to your friends and to your classmates? If you want to know the answer to something in your homework, do you ask your friends to share the answers with you? Is that being a good friend? Or maybe is that asking your friend to cheat and to help you cheat? Well, of course, it's important to be a good friend to other people, not to take advantage of other people. You want to be a good friend. And part of true friendship is being honest with them and letting them know how they can improve, letting them know that cheating is not a good way to live. All right, well, let's continue this conversation between Alan and Kyle now.
Cheating or sharing.
But it makes me uncomfortable. I take pride in my work, and you should too.
I do! I just didn't finish this one assignment last night.
How are you going to learn if you don't do the work yourself?
You know, I usually do my own work.
But if I let you copy my homework this time, you'll be tempted to do it again.
Oh, come on. How about if I buy you your favorite ice cream after school?
Now you're trying to buy me off?
OK, 接下来我们看的是 uncomfortable 这个形容词 ,UN 这个字首是否定的意思。comfortable 是指舒适的或者感到愉快放松的。所以 uncomfortable 就是指感到不舒服的、不自在的或者是不安的。例如 ,his jokes make me feel uncomfortable, 他的笑话让我觉得很不自在。或者是 Rachel feels uncomfortable around her boyfriend's parents, Rachel 觉得跟男朋友的父母亲在一起很不自在。它的反义词就是去掉字首的 un 变成 comfortable。例如 ，I'm wearing my comfortable shoes for shopping。我穿好走的鞋去逛街。所以我们看的是 buy someone off 这个成语。buy someone off 是指买通或贿赂某人。例如 ，The thief bought the bank's security guard off so he could get into their vault。这名小偷买通了银行的保全，所以可以进入保险库。或者是 the head of the mob tried to buy the judge off but failed, now he's in jail. 这个黑道大哥试着要收买法官但是失败了，他现在关在监牢里。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, continuing with this conversation, Kyle starts us out by saying, but it makes me uncomfortable. Okay, so what makes him uncomfortable? It makes him uncomfortable that Alan wants to copy a few of his answers.
That's right, and why does it make him uncomfortable? Well, several reasons. First of all, he thinks that it is cheating. And also, he says here, I take pride in my work, and you should too. And friends, yes, that is the answer to the question I asked earlier. What does Kyle take pride in? He takes pride in his work.
Mm-hmm.
But we see here that phrase, to take pride in something, what does that mean?
Gabe, I'm glad that you are asking me. If you take pride in something, this just means that you are very pleased and very proud of something that you've done. So, for example, Vicky takes pride in her beautiful paintings, or I take pride in the fact, Gabe, that I was homeschooled.
You know what else you take pride in, Rebecca?
What?
You always take pride in your good example sentences. You love your example sentences.
You know, I do. Don't you take pride in your example sentences?
Well, I do try to come up with some good ones. I mean, I wrote down, okay, what do you take pride in? Do you take pride in your accomplishments? Do you take pride in your abilities or talents? I think in some way, most of us do. We all take pride in what we can do.
And of course, we have already learned that Kyle takes pride in his work. And of course, I think that you all should also take pride in your work when you've worked hard.
That's right. And friends, you see this word pride, and sometimes it makes us think of the word in Chinese, jiao ao, to be proud. But taking pride in something and being a proud or arrogant person, that's not the same thing. It's okay, like Rebecca said, to take pride in your work.
Well, Alan responds to Kyle by saying, I do. That is, he does take pride in his work. I just didn't finish this one assignment last night. Just one assignment.
Just one assignment. He just needs a little bit of help. Again, he thinks that Kyle is making this a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
To Alan, it's really not that big of a deal. Kyle says, how are you going to learn if you don't do the work yourself? That's a good point, too.
And Alan says, you know, I usually do my own work. Okay, so in his eyes, he thinks that it's not a big deal that he didn't finish this one assignment, and he should be able to copy his friend's answers.
Okay, well, Kyle says, but if I let you copy my homework this time, you'll be tempted to do it again. So he's afraid that Alan is going to develop a habit of relying on Kyle for his homework answers.
Oh, come on. How about if I buy you your favorite ice cream after school? Okay, that's the way to do it. I'll buy you some ice cream if you give me the answers to this assignment.
Right. But then Kyle says, now you're trying to buy me off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's the end of the conversation.
Well, you know something, Gabe? Huh? That reminds me of a similar word. If you buy someone off, isn't that similar to that of a bribe? You're trying to bribe them?
Yes, like in a wedding. Here comes the bribe.
No, that's bride.
Oh.
Here we're talking about the word bribe. If you bribe someone, that means that you give them something in exchange for you doing something for you.
Yes, and bribes are always dishonest.
Yes.
So friends, if someone offers you a bribe, don't take a bribe. It's good to be honest, because honesty, after all, is the best policy. Okay, well, Kyle takes pride in his work, and of course, we've discussed that pride can be a good thing. Let's see what else Stephen can have to say about this in the Info Cloud.
Today, we'd like to ask the question, is pride a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I know it can be a bad thing. After all, it's one of the seven deadly sins listed by the Catholic Church.
You are right. When someone feels superior to other people, then it's not a good thing. That superior feeling is often described as being prideful, as opposed to the more personal being proud.
Right. Prideful is negative. It means having or showing arrogant superiority to those one views as unworthy. Proud, on the other hand, can have a positive connotation. It refers to the feeling of pleasure or satisfaction over something, like an achievement.
So the bad type of pride is where we think we're better than others in some aspects, such as the country we live in, our language, skin color, beauty, money, status, fame, IQ, etc.
And the harm of this superior feeling is that one might feel as though they are so much better than others that they end up putting people down. Think of the Nazis during World War II.
And the problem with proud people is they don't learn, they don't apologize, and they won't ask for help. They are blind to their weaknesses.
And to learn requires humility, which is the opposite of pride.
But pride in itself is not a bad thing and can be very useful for maintaining standards. I take pride in what I do, and I will work hard to maintain my English teaching abilities.
Yes, this is the type of pride that I'm sure our students will approve of. So friends, have reasonable pride in yourself, but beware of it going over the edge into a superiority complex.
当你看到 pride 骄傲这个字, 你会觉得这是一个负面的还是正面的用词呢? 其实 pride 正面跟负面的意思都有。 负面的 pride 表示傲慢自大, 轻视别人。 这种的 pride 往往会导致 superiority complex, 优越情结, 让一个人也许因为自己的肤色、美貌、成就、财富、学位 而抬高身价，展露出一副趾高气扬的姿态。天主教的教义当中就将 pride 列为 the seven deadly sins， 所谓的七宗罪之一。但正面的 pride 是代表成就感，以某人为荣。我们为棒球国手感到很 proud， 那是正面的骄傲。所以呢，形容词 proud 也有两种含义，但是另一个形容词 prideful 就是一个 负面的字，它表示骄傲自大、洋洋得意的。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。All
right, friends, that's the end of today's lesson. However, our next lesson is about Guam. Have you ever been to Guam, Rebecca?
I have. So, friends, make sure you join us tomorrow as we talk about Guam right here on Studio Classroom.